Welcome to the Hoop Scoop. We are happy to be back here. It is Sunday, February the 10th. We are live here in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, bringing you NBA coverage. It was trade week this week, boys. It's going to be a lot to talk about.
Lots of trades.
We got a full house again. Kinsman's in the house.
Hey, what it do?
We got the Always Warriors fan, Billy Smart.
Copy that, team leader.
And our sad and lonely Timberwolves fan, Chris Williams. My name's Justin Holder. We are the Hoop Scoop.
Hoop Scoop.
We are
guys who
apples.
Scoop hoops.
We are on Apples. We're on Apple iTunes. We are on Spotify. We are an affiliate also of Fox Sports Shoals here in town. You can check them out on 97.9 FM and AM 1340, Fox Sports Shoals. You can also go to their website and find us on there. So there's many ways to get in, you know, our show.
Under the podcast.
We're all over the place.
We're all over the place.
We're
the
worldwide.
Hoop Scoop. Search it. Now it's time to get into some NBA.
Learn it.
Know it.
Know it.
Do it.
Boys, there were some serious trades. Not as much as we thought that there would be this week. We all thought, I thought that I was going to go to bed, you know, Wednesday
night. With Anthony
night,
Davis on your team?
Wake up Thursday morning with Anthony Davis on the Lakers,
no,
but it did not happen.
With the pissed off Lakers players and stingy Pelicans.
Hey, man,
management.
But you woke up with the Lakers beating the Celtics last minute.
No, that was
Rajon
later, though.
Rondo.
That was later. That okay. We're talking about
trying
trade
to help
deadline.
You out. I'm trying
I know.
To help you out.
It was okay, but you know what? Some significant trades were made this week, and we want to get down to it.
There one was of the, like one significant
no,
trade.
No, there were more. One of the biggest ones that was made was the trade from the Clippers to the 76ers with Tobias Harris.
Beautiful.
That was a
best
huge
starting
trade.
Lineup in the
yeah.
East.
It's by far the best starting lineup in the
yep.
East now. I mean, yeah. You've got Ben Simmons, J.J. Redick. I'm drawing a blank here. Help me out. Tobias Harris. Jimmy
Welcome
Butler.
To your
sorry,
local experts.
Jimmy Butler.
I was just looking at your face.
Tobias
like,
Harris.
It's pretty funny thinking of him, trying to think of him.
Okay, guys.
The
Tobias
most famous
Harris.
I got it.
J.J. Redick. Ben Simmons.
Jimmy Butler and
Jimmy
Joel
Butler
Embiid.
Butler and Joel Embiid. How do you get better than that in the Eastern Conference?
Well, the question is, yes, it ups their
have
starting
they, are
lineup.
Are they now top four?
Absolutely, top two.
Okay.
Top no, two? That, they may be top.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's a top two in the NBA
No,
lineup.
For sure. It'd be the
starting lineup, but not
in the East we're talking about?
In the East, that's a starting
so
lineup.
So you're going to put the Bucks and Raptors above this starting lineup right now?
No.
And
this
already,
is the best starting lineup.
Already, since they made that trade, I mean, I'm watching highlights right now from them whooping the Lakers today, and, you know, they've had some great games this week. They've Tobias Harris has fit in
they've
very,
won,
very well.
They've won yeah. four of their last six games.
But here's kind of the question, though. You know, when you look at their entire roster – yeah, that starting five is unbelievable. That's amazing. But what are they going to do, play 48 minutes a game?
That's the question.
That bench
you know?
Is weak.
So Tobias Harris, Boban, and Mike Scott for Landry Shamet, Wilson Chandler, and Mike Muscala.
I mean, that was an all-star trade right there.
A 2020 first-round pick, 2021 first-round pick, and a 2021 second round pick and a 2023 second round pick.
You know, I mean,
all
I mean,
to get Tobias
that,
Harris. You know,
it's not a bad trade for either team because I mean the Sixers did give up a good bit, but that makes their.
I'm telling you,
starting five amazing. You know, like I said, doesn't do much for their depth.
I mean, you got T.J. McConnell
on the
bench.
On the other hand, you know, I mean, like Shamet's good.
He is, and Kinsman, they're
He's
trying
really
to
good.
Win now.
Yeah.
And if you learn nothing from this trade, you learn that they're trying to win now.
Ah, Shamet.
And that was one of the most expected trades, the 76ers making a move before the trade deadline.
Yeah, I mean, because you'd think, like, why are the Clippers, who are a decent team, going to trade away their
look,
best player?
Look.
It frees up space. They can land a couple of big people, and now they got a couple of key young dudes they can build a team around.
And
I think it's a win for both teams.
Kinsman, you and me are both Warriors fans, but
yes.
but the 76ers, those are five exceptional NBA players to throw out there on a nightly basis as far as a starting five.
With,
this deal
it's
bumps
an A-plus,
them up.
Yeah,
bumps them up.
It's an A-plus starting lineup. It's a C-minus bench.
It's a C-minus bench, and so we got to ask ourselves – are the 76ers top four in the East?
Hang on, but where's
yeah,
the Warriors
absolutely.
Bench? I think the Warriors would be a C-plus bench.
No, the Warriors
well,
actually
that's just
because
you're a Lakers
bench.
Fan.
No, not really. They did at one point.
No, they have a good, solid bench.
They have a great bench.
You have Andre Iguodala.
On the way out.
They have
Sean Livingston on the way out. But you've got two old guys.
They're doing good.
This year,
Damian Jones or Kevon Looney. I know those are young dudes, but those are dudes that played minutes
Test
in championships.
Exactly.
They're solid dudes. They're playing fine.
I'd still give them a C+.
You have Jerebko.
Of course you would.
Let's see. Who else
I'd give him a B rating.
Quinn Cook.
But Quinn Cook is fantastic.
Is the Warriors' 11th man, and he would be a starting point
guard. And they
guard
only run 10
on probably
deep.
All but 25 teams.
Why
in the
are y'all
NBA.
Picking on me now?
We're because
not, I just
you're
asked
making
a question.
Just, you're saying C-. And
I said C+.
Oh, C+. How am I going to ride with C+ when I know they're at
because
least
because y'all have
a
an A++ like starting lineup.
I would give their bench at least a B.
B
probably
minus.
A B+.
Are you that are you
B
that
minus.
Mad about not getting Anthony Davis?
He's that mad.
Is that what it's
dude,
about?
No, because when we do talk about the Lakers in a little while, they're getting back to business, and they're looking better. So that's all I can say.
They're looking better. They beat Boston by 1 point.
Dude, Billy.
They beat them, didn't they? A win's a win.
He didn't bring the donut to sit on, his donut pillow. Because, like, dude, your butt's hurting so bad right now sitting on the chair without that donut.
Well, through, you know, Tobias Harris going there, the Lakers did acquire two pieces. They got Mike Muscala, which I'm going to have to watch a little
huge.
More of
him.
That's pretty
and
huge.
And Reggie Bullock from the Pistons, which
oh
I
God.
Like Reggie Bullock, and I think he's going to add some defensive presence, kind of like a Trevor Ariza that would be a – you know, somebody he can hopefully hit on the
how
in
many
the wing.
Point guards that can't shoot do the Lakers have right now?
Well, they did get rid of Zubac and Michael Beasley.
Hey, man,
neither one are point guards.
So they did open a spot, which leads me to my melodrama topic. Is Carmelo going to the Lakers?
Absolutely.
I believe so. And I'm excited to see this. I think it's going to be exciting to see LeBron elevate Carmelo's game to another level. And then now when people say future ballot Hall of Famer, I'll actually believe it because I think he's given disgrace to the name right now. No offense, but what has this man done for everybody to call him a future Hall of Famer?
He's not
is
a bunch of USA.
The
only thing that's going to make
every time I watch somebody bring up Carmelo Anthony's name, the thing is follow with Carmelo Anthony, first ballot Hall of Famer.
The only
I
thing
care
that is going to make him a future Hall of Famer is the fact that he's going to play with LeBron, and that's yet to be seen.
That's my point. I'm on you. I'm agreeing with you. I wanted to fight you, but I'm agreeing, Kinsman.
Okay.
All right.
So
here's my
we're
thing.
We're in agreement.
Look, I could see it going either way. I mean, yeah, because on one hand, he's an amazing scorer, what he did for Team USA. He's done a lot for basketball.
Yeah.
Hoodie Mello.
Yeah. You know,
right?
I loved him on the Nuggets.
He was a I mean.
First few
still,
years, man.
I mean, I
okay.
Wanna, it's funny. I'm talking like he's like. 10 years ago.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, like, he was, but he, you know.
You've okay, got one of his jerseys, right?
Yeah, okay, I have his rookie on. Jersey. But he, you know, I think he can still make, you know, a positive contribution to a team. But it's going to if he goes with the Lakers, it's going to go one of two ways. He's either going to fit in, and it's going to be amazing, and he and LeBron, who are good
like
friends.
Like Boogie, it'll just work.
It's going to be great and amazing. Or they are teaming up to single-handedly destroy the Lakers' legacy.
Yeah.
But
well,
the Hall of Fame thing,
it just bothers me that
it wouldn't hurt my feelings either way.
You know, when we talk about Kawhi Leonard, nobody says future first ballot Hall of Famer, but he was in finals MVP, one with the Spurs. You know what I mean?
No one says that.
Nobody says that after that, but something about on like when you watch ESPN, you watch all these other channels.
Kawhi Leonard.
Just notice it. When they say Carmelo and bring him up, he's a first-round Hall of Famer.
Kawhi Leonard is better than Carmelo, hands down.
It was just an example.
He's only
that's
had
all.
Half the career Carmelo has.
Okay,
so,
okay.
You know.
So I got a question for you, Lakers fan. Hello?
Yeah.
Justin Holder?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay. So Clippers acquire Michael Beasley and Zubac.
Yeah.
Lakers get Muscala.
Yeah.
Are the Lakers creating a roster spot for Carmelo?
Absolutely. I mean, there's only one spot left at this point. They traded three players, got one back. They didn't have any, so now there's one left.
Yeah, but I think it's an odd move because for the Lakers, Zubac has shown promise.
I thought so, too.
Exactly.
Hey, I thought so, too.
And only when he's been given extended minutes this season. You know, but is this move going to give more of them, more the Lakers, more shooting? And
I hope.
Is Carmelo really going to bring that much to the Lakers, Holder?
I hope. I'm not Holder, but I do hope.
Yeah, sorry, Kinsman. My
whole thing is, at this point, we got to let go what happened this past week, right? All that talk's over with. July 1st, that'll be the Anthony Davis talk again. We'll see what happens. But I think that if you could get a player like Carmelo Anthony that is such a great offensive presence.
Oh, really? He really did it for OKC.
Let me explain why. Now he's sitting on the bench. He's watching
games.
They wanted him to be a Paul George two-way player. He's not a two-way player.
No.
He is an offensive threat. You utilize that when LeBron needs a break.
Okay, so when you say offensive threat, I hear defensive liability.
That's why he has to be coached well. He has to be put in his role well. If he buys in, this could work.
I think so, the one guy that could get him to buy in would be LeBron.
And he's not going to start.
LeBron is the only man who can get him to buy in.
He's not going to come in and start.
He could if he's in shape.
He doesn't need to.
No, I think LeBron, give him four games on the bench and then let's see what happens.
LeBron and Melo have Team USA
absolutely
experience together.
They play well together.
Kinsman, do not give him too much credit. This guy is not a two-way player.
I didn't say he's a two-way player.
That's why I said utilize him when he needs to be utilized.
Then bring him off the bench, Kinsman.
I'm agreeing.
Bring him
off the bench, Kinsman.
Why are you fighting as we agree?
I'm fighting Kinsman.
Why are you fighting me?
Because it makes for good podcasts, okay?
All I said
okay?
is he could start.
Yeah, but he's not going to come right in on the team and start, you know?
I'm just saying Melo is capable of doing it.
100%. Yes.
Yeah. I totally disagree. The man does not play defense.
Would he be a better six
he
man?
He didn't when he for yes, the he's first a time man. He ever here, set foot
hey,
on the court and he started.
Guys,
back
here's
then.
The question. Would he be a better fit over a Brandon Ingram or Kyle Kuzma? I have to say no at this point.
Because it depends.
He's not
going to
come and play four.
It depends if you're talking about longevity or what you're looking for. Because with Melo, you do know what his ceiling is, and his ceiling is amazing. What's amazing about Carmelo's ceiling? Because he could score 40 points.
He could. Oh, yeah? Where has that been?
They've required too much out of him. If you just utilize him to come out and be
the assassin offensive player
that he is.
Then build a good defensive team around him.
Nobody's building a team. Billy.
And he's in like his 16th year, too.
This aggression will not stand, man. You're just yelling at us.
Did I miterate on your rug?
They're not building a team around Carmelo Anthony. What we are discussing is if he would be a good fit on the Lakers. And the Lakers need what? Offense.
So let's take a poll.
Hey, man.
Let's take a poll, guys. I say yes. Chris, Carmelo on the Lakers. Yes or no?
Yeah, I think he's going there.
Billy?
Yes.
You've been disagreeing with us, no, and now you're going to say yes?
I'm just saying.
We've made really good points.
That's why he's yelling. He just needs to come off the bench.
100%. Now, let's get down.
He probably will.
Let's get down to another trade after the Lakers this week that was huge. This was the second biggest trade.
Okay.
Mark Gasol getting shipped over to the Raptors.
Okay, that was a big trade.
That was a huge trade.
I think that was a good trade.
They got rid of C.J. Miles, Jonas Valanciunas, and another player.
Dellen White.
Well, to me, what that trade said.
And a 2024 second round.
They're all in.
Is the Toronto saying,
The Raptors are all in?
We want to win now, like right now.
Because if they don't, they have a chance of losing Kawhi.
But they have a lot to gain and a lot to lose. So, like, why not just get one guy? I mean, you're giving up a future. I mean, Valanciunas could be a future all-star. I mean, he's been good. Yeah. But it's great because, it gives Memphis a younger dude to go with kind of their younger squad as they're kind of phasing out these older dudes. But on the other hand, you know, it gives Toronto Mark Gasol.
Yeah, but dude, I'm looking at his numbers right now. These numbers are rough this year for Mark Gasol, averaging 7.6 rebounds.
But Mark, he doesn't need to be there for offense. He needs
but
to be Mark
Gasol on
defense.
What the hell happened to Mark Gasol, the all-star?
He's getting older. He can't move like he used to.
He's huge.
Yeah, I mean, what are his defensive numbers?
Hang on, Kinsman. Billy has his hand raised.
I know.
There's two teams, the Raptors and the 76ers, who are all in. And this
they went all in
this
on this
Mark
trade.
Gasol trade is all in. Gasol's 34. He's not the player he used to be. And by requiring him, you know, they're sacrificing much of their young core, you know. And I just
to win now.
To win now. The 76ers need to win now. But the Raptors have the bench to do it. And so, I mean, was Valanciunas for Marc Gasol a good idea?
Yes, because remember, in 2016, we were talking very highly of Jonas Valanciunas.
Dude,
I remember him and Serge Ibaka and DeRozan and Lowry were the threat. And then something, I think he may have gotten injured, but something happened to Valanciunas, and he just hadn't been the player he was.
He's defensively fit, and he can score. What is Marc Gasol? Okay, guys. What is Marc Gasol going to do that Valanciunas couldn't?
This is what Marc Gasol can do. I'm not saying he will, but this is what they're gambling on.
He's as old as LeBron. Go ahead.
They know that they have not made it to the championship and gotten out of the Eastern Conference Finals. How many years in a row now?
Four.
Right. Lots.
All right. How many of those years was Valanciunas the center?
Four.
Every.
Okay. Marc Gasol in the playoffs is scary AF. And I don't care how old he is.
As Franklin.
When, you know, watching the Warriors play the Grizzlies in the playoffs a few years back, you get to see Marc Gasol be a beast when he wants to win, and that is what they took. He adds that postseason element, and they know they weren't getting it done with Valanciunas in the postseason.
I agree with you, Kinsman. I just want a moment of silence for the end of the grit and grind era in Memphis. Okay, we're done.
Yep.
You know what? We don't get to see Marc Gasol now. Me and Billy are going to see LeBron versus the Grizzlies.
You get to see Valanciunas.
We get to see Valanciunas.
That's pretty cool.
And another acquirement from the Grizzlies. First off, they did not trade Mike Conley. He's staying put, and he's playing great this year.
See, I
they got Avery Bradley, too, and I've been an Avery Bradley fan.
But with Avery Bradley there, though, he does carry a grit
with
and grind.
With Jonas Valanciunas and C.J. Miles? Dude,
they still have grit and grind now.
Because Tony Allen
Bradley's,
was that grit and grind.
Well, Allen,
Zach. Still in Memphis. Oh, Zach Randolph. Yeah. Good Lord. He was scary. Which, by the way, Zach Randolph got traded to the Mavericks along with Justin Jackson. And I read reports today that they're going to waive or release him of his whatever it is to where they – you know, they're going to be able – other teams can acquire
Zach
Randolph.
The Mavericks are starting to look scary.
They are.
If you look at Luka, Harrison Barnes, Porzingis.
Harrison Barnes, that's another trade we need to talk about. He got traded to the Kings.
He's on the Kings.
He did.
In that deal.
Yep.
And the worst part about it was he was playing a game with the Mavericks.
He was on the bench?
He was on the bench.
And he got traded.
And he got traded.
Bench.
And, like, everybody, the news people were zooming right in on it.
Yeah, it's like the graphic.
That's like being
in
a band
and
getting kicked
out
of the band on set break.
Yeah.
No,
that's exactly
in the middle of the set.
It's like leaving your gig.
No, this was
the
middle of the
set.
And there's people in the back of the, like, oh,
ready to take your
spot. Oh, my God, look, there's, yeah, he's not in the band anymore.
Could you imagine a fan just going, hey, I'm Mr. Barnes? You just got traded to the Kings.
Like, are you excited about
playing? Are you excited about playing for Sacramento?
With De'Aaron Fox right now? Oop. He's like, what?
Dude, I would be. Kings look great.
I mean, honestly,
it's not bad. He could come in and be the champion.
I think
he's a champion.
It's going to be good, and I think it's good for both teams. I think that was a good trade. The Kings, you know,
dude,
Harrison
he moves
Bard,
from Texas to California. How much? Like, how bad can it be?
Not me. Well, and he played on the Warriors. Sacramento and Oakland are like an hour away.
He can't eat at Los Pollos Hermanos anymore.
So I think it's good, and I think Barnes will be a good fit on the Kings. You know, when Barnes is on it, he's a great player.
He strikes me as a bench player.
When he's not, he's inconsistent. But he's always going to play decent defense. I mean, he's a good player. I think he's going to be a good fit. Kings look like a good young team, and Harrison Barnes, you know, not out of his prime yet. He'll be a good fit in there.
Now, what do we think? There was one more trade I wanted to bring up. I wanted to bring up the fact that 76ers finally severed ties with Markelle Fultz. The first round overall pick who lost his shot is now traded to Orlando.
Fultz is going to the Magic
for Jonathan Simmons.
Jonathan Simmons in a 2020 first round pick via Thunder that's and a future second round pick.
That's a huge win, in my opinion, for the 76ers.
They won the trade this week, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're in half the trades. You know, they but they were smart about it. The process looks like it's worth being trusted right now.
They were big winners, and now I want to move on. We're going to incorporate the last trade I wanted to, that we're going to get to in a segment we want to call Let's Be Giannis. Let's be Giannis, everybody.
I'm telling you.
The Bucks this week acquired Mirotić. Billy, you've had a lot to say about this.
Pelicans get Jason Smith, Stanley Johnson, 4 future second-round picks, and the Bucks get Nikola Mirotić. The Bucks have taken their franchise to the next level. I mean, you've got Ilyasova and you've got Mirotić. They've really added to their outside shooting, their three-point attack. They've got Mike Budenholzer. And the stretch four capability of Mirotić is just going to be great.
Just think
and
about
the spacing for Giannis and Eric Bledsoe to penetrate and dish. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's for real. Go ahead, Kinsman.
I mean, and just think about these four dudes on the court. And talking about length on defense, Giannis, Chris Middleton, Mirotić.
We got Bledsoe.
Well, I'm talking about big.
Oh, big
dudes. And then Lopez. Dude, I mean, if you have all four of those guys on the floor, that's big. I mean, literally, like, big people. That's a lot of wingspan to cover passing lanes. I mean, that's pretty scary.
And to be honest, great players have the ability to see the entire game like Giannis does. And Giannis is the perfect example of positionless basketball, going downhill, creating wide open jumpers for his teammates. I mean, last week against Brooklyn, I saw him drive 4 outside. 4 of the Bucks were outside of the three-point line during a drive.
And defense just collapses.
The defense collapses on Giannis, and all he had to do was dive and dish.
Is that the game he banged 3-pointers?
Yes, he's been working on it. He had 5 defenders on him. But also, he can finish plays at the rim, doing a little bit of everything. And as far as positionless basketball goes, Giannis is the number one guy to have on your roster in this era of positionless basketball. And I want to ask why.
I had 3 things. You asked me this earlier. 1 is length. I mean, his wingspan, his body as is just ridiculous. The way he could take 2 strides from almost nearly half court. I mean, it's literally like 3 steps and he could be at the rim.
Yeah.
Number 2 would be speed, because he is quick, man.
Right.
And this past summer, I followed him a lot on social media, and he's been in the gym every day, and it's his strength.
Yeah.
He would challenge this summer The Rock, because The Rock and him were going at it, and he would challenge The Rock to come in and work out with him, and he said he would tear him up.
You have to throw athleticism
on
that, too.
Well, what's your theory?
Well, my theory is he looks like David Robinson to me now. Like, physically, that's
way
kinda,
quicker, though.
Well, but that's what I'm getting at. Yeah. But imagine David Robinson moving like a shooting guard, and then that's Giannis.
Let's take it a step further and just ask, what makes Giannis so effective as an offensive facilitator? I want to hear your opinion.
Well, I think it's exactly what you just stated. You know, he has the ability to get to the paint, collapse the defense, and leave everyone else wide open. As long as he could trust his guys and it's working right.
When you're playing 5-out basketball.
When you're playing positionless 5-out basketball.
They have 5 dudes that can shoot a 3. You drive in with a serious threat. Defense collapses in the paint. Even if 1 defender collapses in the paint to help on defense, you got Brook Lopez on the corner who can hit a 3. You got Chris Middleton who can hit a 3. You got Bledsoe. Now you have Mirotić.
Brogdon. Brogdon's been playing great this year.
I mean, it's, yeah.
I honestly haven't seen anything.
And Middleton's
like
an all-star. We're going to get to that here in a little while, but Middleton's an all-star. That's crazy.
The Bucks deserves have the best record in the NBA. Why?
Well, Giannis.
Because they've won the most games.
What about their bench?
Can I say, too, about Giannis? You know how people always talk about Kyrie and they say he's a magician in getting to the lane and getting the layup? He is a magician. No matter what you do, he has a weird way of something we've never seen before. Giannis is the same way about getting in the paint. He's a magician on how he can maneuver four people.
Because his Euro
and get to
step's
the paint.
Crazy.
It is crazy, man.
Because it's like imagine David Robinson running really fast, really hard at you, and then just Euro stepping. Like, that's it. That's how he does it. And you also got to factor in, I'm sure his like passing vision is off the charts. He's 6'11", and he can pass really good.
I want to also mention that Thon Maker was traded for Stanley Johnson as well because he wasn't getting utilized on the Bucks like he wanted to. And I understand he's, you know, he's 7'1". He's a huge guy, so he could be a big presence on another team. And so they traded him to the Pistons, which gives them a little bit more length.
Yeah, he's just one of those dudes. I don't know if he's underdeveloped or what, but I had higher expectations for him in the NBA than what I've seen.
Well, I mean, he's only been in the league for 2 years. So, I mean, he needs to be under somebody like an Andre Drummond who could help him out a little bit with his game and Blake Griffin. You know what I mean? So
yeah, no, it's good for him.
That could work really well.
Justin, is it my turn to talk yet?
Okay, Billy.
Because I've got one thing to say. Will Kristaps Porzingis reach all-star level again?
Well, let's go there then. I mean, that sounds good. Will he reach all-star level? I believe he will because he was an all-star right before that injury.
I believe
that's an
he
Achilles,
will.
Man.
I mean, I believe he will too.
But in this day and age, it was different than a Dominique Wilkins day and even from a Kobe. Medical stuff has advanced even since Kobe tore his Achilles.
He's had a year off already.
Look at Boogie. Boogie's coming back this well. I mean, you know, and poor John Wall. We didn't mention that. He tore his Achilles. He was going
yeah,
in.
Sucks.
They played better without him anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
Come
yes,
on.
But even for
poor
him
guy,
as a human
prayers
being,
going out to him as Achilles
terrible.
Is
yeah,
torn.
Prayers, whatever.
But I think Porzingis will be an all-star again. I do. He's just too young.
I think he'll be a better player.
I do,
he
too.
He gets to learn from Dirk.
You know what?
His
really
favorite player growing up.
Yeah. I mean, who better to learn from?
You know what really interests me? And I want to ask both of y'all this.
You know what really grinds my gears?
You know what really grinds my gears? Can Luka and Porzingis win an NBA title?
Hell yes.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
That's I think it's
going
to take
too.
A little while. You know, I think the Mavs still have to make some big moves because that's a young core. You need some vets in there. And a guy like DeAndre Jordan, yes, Dirk is. But Dirk's only going to be there for maybe a year or two more. And maybe he could consult or whatever. But you got to have those guys
right.
in and out of the locker room every night. You got to have a vet. So I think Mark Cuban will make some moves. And these two guys love each other.
I think Mark Cuban's going to Shark Tank it up and build a team.
Yeah.
I mean
look,
he's
at,
doing it already.
I get that it was the Steve Nash Dirk comparisons, but this is honestly like these guys are buddies. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Man.
This is like a LeBron, D-Wade getting together.
Luka
they want to play together.
Luka was at Porzingis' press conference with Mark Cuban and all them just sitting in the back.
Yeah.
Why's it got to be Steve Nash and not Detlef Schrempf?
Did Detlef play for the Mavs?
Detlef was drafted by the Mavs.
No, he wasn't.
Dude.
No, he wasn't. Somebody Google that. Somebody Google that.
I'm looking it up,
bro.
And he was.
Bro.
Oh, come on.
85. Yes.
Okay, I feel like an idiot. I'm a man enough to admit when I was wrong,
welcome
okay?
to your local expert
wow.
NBA.
So maybe it should be Luka and Detlef.
If we only had a DeLorean,
the comparison.
We could rewrite history.
But getting back to what you asked, I do think these guys are going to play really well together. The Mavericks are in position with a guy like Mark Cuban. I mean, money's just not an option. They're going to find a way to do it. They'll move pieces if they have to. If somebody big this summer, if they have the room and can make room, why wouldn't you want to go play with Luka and Kristaps Porzingis?
Well, why did they get rid of Rajon Rondo?
Who did?
The Mavericks.
When?
Dude, he was on the Mavericks. God.
How many players were on the Mavericks?
Are you serious right
all
now?
Of them.
Every player has played with the Mavericks.
When, but when, though?
He was there for 1 year, and he got into it over at Carlisle.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
And
they let
him
go.
That's right.
I just don't really know why you're bringing that up. Cause
that was like a few years ago.
You just want to fight, don't you, tonight?
Guys, let's cut it.
No, cut it. No, we don't need to cut this.
We're going
to
cut whatever we
Billy,
want.
You're in a fighting mood tonight.
I watched the Bad Boy Detroit
Pistons. That's what it
is,
Kinsman.
I know it.
Bad boys.
No.
Bad boys.
Every time.
Bad boys.
Every time he watches that documentary, it's
before
like he comes in and like me and Justin are trying to say something, and then he's like, tap, tap.
No more topics.
no words.
Like tap, he, tap, no words.
No, that's the end
he
all.
Does. He comes
but he
in,
did come in tonight in his Bad Boys. He's got his Isaiah Thomas Bad Boy shirt on. I do like that.
In the toboggan,
got
too.
Got the mania.
But, Billy, something, I don't know, man. You're just in a fighting mood. Most of the night we've been agreeing with you. And I'm going to say that I'm going to answer your question again. Yes, I do
answer
think.
It with another question.
Do you think they can score a big third person in Dallas?
Good one.
In Dallas?
I've given my opinion. I think Mark Cuban's a brilliant guy.
And I'll give
watch
my
Shark
opinion.
Tank.
And who would that third person be?
Kevin Durant.
No. He's not going to a small market team.
Who needs Kev? What about Kevin Love?
Okay. What do they need? What do the Mavericks need?
Kevon Looney.
They got Luka, Porzingis. What's the other big three?
Okay,
because
so
right
like
now,
76ers
have a big
Porzingis.
Four.
Porzingis. You have a 1-2-3 in Luka.
That's really all you need, right? They're just going to play two players this year.
What if the Mavericks get Anthony Davis?
They should.
Oh, my Lord. Hey, they did just score Justin Jackson. Remember, they got Tim Hardaway Jr. in that trade.
That's right. Hardaway Jr. was a solid pickup.
Courtney Lee's on the team. I mean, it's going to be rough this year. You know, they're just playing it out.
No, I think that.
They're just playing it out.
They are.
They're trying to win a championship.
It's good not
to win. We're just playing it out.
I was going to say that the Mavs were ranked this past week, too, in the Forbes NBA franchise list.
Okay.
At ninth, worth $1.9 billion. Y'all want to hear what the top three are?
Let me guess them. You got Lakers, Knicks, Warriors.
That's exactly right.
Bam.
Now, who's the fourth? Think 90s.
Bulls?
Yep. And then the Celtics at number five. But the Knicks are worth $4 billion. The Lakers are worth $3.7 billion. The Warriors are worth $3.5 billion. And the Bulls at 2.9 and Celtics at 2.8. So that's real close. But
How are the Knicks this bad when they're sitting on $4 billion?
The process.
Well, it's all the ownership.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Dolan needs to go.
It's like Vince McMahon in wrestling. He needs to go.
I don't care about wrestling or understand the reference.
This is the NBA.
It's the owner trying to take control over everything, and he's dated. He needs to go, and there needs to be some fresh juice in there.
I can't believe McMahon's still doing it.
Still doing it, dude.
Are you kidding me?
Every decision in the main things in WWE goes through Vince McMahon.
Is he still like
everything.
On air and stuff?
Yes.
Too?
Yeah.
He came back because the ratings were so low.
Did he make them better?
Barely.
Somewhat,
I mean, it adds like 500,000 views, but at their level, that's nothing.
Okay, I have not seen him in probably 15 years.
He's bigger and probably looks better than he did when he was in his
30s. This is my question. I'm willing to bet money he's had a facelift.
No chance.
Try a body lift.
Because like he's the kind of dude to me that would have a facelift.
He's still working out at his age, like jacked too.
Huge skin, but on the front
skin.
Like The Rock big.
No, yeah, he's.
Oh my
jacked.
God!
No, wow, like okay. The Rock, he's on Muscle magazines on the front cover, you know. So, but it's the same thing in WWE, and I'm only comparing that because as fans of that, we have a hard time with watching a product that we know could be so good, but this one guy is just stuck in an older mentality and thinks he knows what is up, and he's made a lot of headway. In what he's done, but there comes a point where
he just ruins the Lakers.
Are we talking about Magic?
No, we were talking about the Knicks.
I know.
You going to Braun now?
Yeah, I'm just throwing a cheap shot out there.
I know, you always try. But the Knicks the Knicks are setting themselves up. And this year, I think this coming year is going to be the year of New York.
Zion Williamson.
Depends who they get.
Even without Zion Williamson, you could still score two really good players. I mean, like a Jimmy Butler and...
But who's going to want to – I mean, I know this sounds crazy.
I mean,
who's dying to go play for the Knicks right
nobody.
Now?
Nobody.
And James Dolan. Like, who wants to go in there and see all these players like Porzingis dying to leave?
But
Melo
I just feel like a lot of players are dumb when they don't want to go play for New York.
Will there be a trade once – I mean, they're going to pick Zion Williamson.
If they get first.
If they get first,
it's a 14% chance. They've changed it all this year. Last year, the lowest-rated team got like a 25% chance. This year, they split it between the three lowest. So each one gets 14%, and the rest get lower after that.
Gotcha.
So it's all by chance.
Let's hypothetically say they get Zion Williamson.
Yeah. That's going to draw a lot because, I mean, look what happened to Duke last night. You had Rondo and LeBron sitting in Virginia watching Duke and Virginia play.
Well, let's again, hypothetically, let's say that they get Zion Williamson, and will there be a trade later on?
Well, they've got enough to get two max players in New York. So you get a Zion Williamson, boom.
You can bring
someone's
in Davis
coming.
And Kyrie.
Someone is coming. I'm sorry, you guys. If Zion Williamson gets in there, someone is coming.
Giggity.
They will have either a Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard.
Kyrie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's going to be some major moves. 2019 season. 2020 season, forgive me.
Man, they're going to get.
Will be.
They're going to get, like, Gordon Hayward and.
Kevin Love.
No, like. Parsons.
Man, that is probably the crappiest contract in the NBA right now. The Memphis Grizzlies, Britton Grind, they thought they would bring in Chandler Parsons and it would be okay.
I got to bring that up. They actually have a plan to get him onto the team. So he's actually going to be playing, it looks like, pretty soon, finally.
For who?
Grizz.
We'll get to see Chandler Parsons, baby?
In a Grizzlies uniform.
Oh, he's finally going to play?
Well, that's what it's looking like. We'll see. And they wasted so much money on him. It's almost hilarious.
So much.
Dude, just think about just the medical stuff it's costing him on top of his contract. Okay, anyways, that's way off there. But.
It's all good this past week.
But that's who the Knicks will end up getting. Mark my words, they're not going to get anybody worth it.
Well, this past week we had a few good games I wanted to mention. Today being the 76ers beat the Lakers. It was a hard-fought game. The 76ers just looked. Tobias Harris just looked great.
Tobias Harris and T.J. Redick together are fantastic.
J.J. Redick. And T.J. So, McCollum you're thinking of.
McConnell. You idiots. God.
No, J.J. Redick.
On good 76ers. Lord.
You said T.J. Redick.
We do a basketball show.
I said T.J.?
Both of you.
Terrell Jones Reddick.
T.J. Reddick. And what did you say? T.J. McCormack.
McCollum.
You were thinking of T.J. McConnell.
McCollum.
You were thinking of C.J. McCollum. You idiots.
Yes,
God.
We do this for a living. But the Rockets and OKC played last night. And I got to...
Well, there goes our number one in Alabama vote thing.
Oh, man.
I was thinking C.J. McCollum.
I know what you were both thinking.
And my God, that hurt, dude. I couldn't see.
Oh, my goodness.
You idiots.
You imbeciles.
Stimpy, you idiot.
Do not press the red button.
Well, sir, I didn't like it.
Well, sometimes you have flubs, you know what I mean? Sometimes it just doesn't all come out the way you think it should.
And some people are just born idiots.
But getting back, Saturday there was a great game I watched. It actually Thursday, let's go to that real quick. The Lakers beat the Celtics by one, but LeBron James coming back, it was a good game.
They needed it.
It was a really good game all the way down.
And they especially need it because we're about to go see LeBron.
We are.
In
and, get, and in Boston.
The prayers of all the Lakers fans worldwide came in and touched LeBron's groin and healed it.
How
after a month and a half that he might play basketball again.
How crazy is it that Rajon Rondo scores the winning basket over the Celtics?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome to watch that. You know, they lose today to the 76ers. We'll see what happens, but the
everyone's
going
to lose to the 76ers.
76ers are, they're a good ball club.
But are last they top four East?
Yes. Absolutely. But last night, the Rockets and OKC put out a great game.
They put out a quality product for the NBA.
The Thunder beating the Rockets 117-112, but Paul George had 45 points, 11 rebounds. Westbrook had his ninth straight triple-double, which ties Wilt Chamberlain. He gets one more. He beats Will Chamberlain in that. And speaking of Will Chamberlain, in another record, your boy, Kinsman, James Harden, came out and had 42
Boo.
Points, two rebounds. Here's your
Boo.
One lovely stat.
Boo.
One assist.
Boo.
Of course it's one assist.
How many turnovers?
He's
but,
a selfish
he have?
Player.
Boo.
But
where's
hang on.
Capella? Nowhere.
He's injured.
Okay.
But
that brings up Kenneth Faried.
No, let me mention this. Okay, so 29th straight 30-point game.
Ugh.
And Wilt Chamberlain has like 60 plus.
Well,
and you know what? He still sucks. James Harden still sucks. He can score as many points as he wants, but that dude sucks.
I totally agree with Kinsman.
But Kenneth Faried is coming out the past few games
okay.
and giving them a double-double. That's exactly
yes.
what they need right now.
He's
with Chris Paul coming back, giving you 18, 10, and 9. Chris Paul had a great game. They did everything they could. I mean, Eric Gordon had 13.
I'm telling you.
Austin Rivers had 10. I mean, Iman Shumpert's a new trade over there. He had 3 points, four rebounds. But it was, you know,
I'm telling
Paul
you, man.
George was too much. Paul George right now, to me, is MVP. Is him or Giannis.
Oh, my
I mean,
God.
Well, what's Billy trying to tell us real
what
quick?
Are you trying to say?
Him or Giannis, man.
Are you
what
he's
Chris
done,
Paul? No, Paul George.
Okay.
What he has done for the Thunder. This year alone is
yeah,
worth
MVP.
Talking about
he's
MVP.
MVP. Yeah, but Faried averaging 20 points a game, 60% shooting. These are Capella-like numbers. There's no real drop-off. So this is good, right?
You're getting a little
it is
uptick
good.
In offense.
Yeah.
It is good.
A few
and, you
less
know,
rebounds, more offense.
But listen, the whole James Harden thing, we've said it over and over. What he's having to do right now, this is not going to work in the playoffs.
Of
but
course
right
not,
because
they're going to focus on him.
But right now, with Chris Paul out, with Clint Capella out, with all these pieces gone, he had to do what he had to do. You've got to respect that.
Yeah, but he has to do what he has to do because they need to make it to a high seed in the playoffs.
Exactly.
And then they're going to get into the playoffs, and he's going to do what he always does, and the rest of the team's going to have to try to figure out how to win a ball game when James Harden's
Look,
going 0 for whatever. He chokes in the playoffs.
Look, Holder, I've never seen a team sit around and watch a player score like I have James Harden. They just wait for him to score.
But it worked.
That's
they
not
went,
Michael Jordan.
But they went from 13th to 5th.
Yeah.
On that run.
Okay.
If it's working, it's working.
It's working in the regular season.
And he understands that, and
who's
he's doing what he has
the,
to do.
Who's number two in the West? The
Denver.
Nuggets. Okay, thank you. Where is Houston right now?
5th.
Thank you.
That doesn't matter. I mean, they had a rough stretch compared. Dude, there are 5 games out right now of the Nuggets.
5th.
5.
I plead the 5th.
They are 5 games out of the Nuggets. Put that in perspective right now where the Rockets are. 5 games out, and we're not even halfway through. If James Harden keeps playing like this for a couple more months, they will be number 2 in the
West.
Yeah,
but he's not going to. The 76ers just beat the Nuggets.
That's
handily.
My point. The Nuggets aren't gonna maintain this. The Rockets will.
Why?
They had a bad night with OKC because Paul George went off for 45 points. I mean, what are you
oh,
gonna do when
so
a guy
the
plays
other
like
team
that?
Team played better than them, and they had a bad night.
I'm just saying
that
when,
makes
you
no
start,
sense,
when you start
you know
the first month off being almost dead last in the West, and James Harden just says, "I'm playing hero ball. I'm coming back, and I'm gonna get us to where we need to get to until we're healthy." It's working. Let it keep going until everyone's healthy. They need Clint Capella.
But Chris Paul's back on the floor.
And he's contributing. He had 18 or 10 and 18. He had a lot.
Well.
He's contributing. I'm just saying right now, they're still, as a unit, not completely healthy.
What are they going to do when his pending hamstring injury comes?
It's pending.
It's always pending.
It'll be in a
That's
crucial moment.
That's been the story
the
of
playoffs.
Chris Paul's career. Get to the playoffs, gets hurt.
But he's covered.
By State Farm.
By State Farm.
State Farm.
I wonder if his kinda wonder if Cliff it. Gives him a discount.
I wonder.
Like, do you get a family discount?
He looks like he'd be kind of a like a dick of a brother, you know?
We need to get State Farm as a sponsor.
Hell yeah, we do.
Podcast?
Yeah, we can.
What, State Farm?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I give them money every month. I should be able to say their name.
Oh, should I say
no,
I should
sponsor.
Say Country Financial, right?
State Farm fixed my car after I hit that deer a couple of weeks ago.
Hey, man, I fell asleep on the way to the radio show last week, and State Farm's going to fix my car. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, they covered
I studied so much NBA, I fell asleep on the way over here.
And the deer just, I don't know what it was thinking.
It fell asleep in front of your car, right?
No, it didn't fall asleep. It's kind of funny. Jump. Pulled off the road from a house like 200 feet from my street, just driving. It was like 1 in the morning. Actually leaving here from doing a show.
Thank you very much,
yeah,
Kinsman.
To go to
tell
the,
you what,
to
boys.
To
you know
gym.
How much we sacrificed to be here,
right.
Holder?
Tell you what, boys, I will personally email State Farm and see what I can
I
do.
I thought
okay?
you would
right.
personally
yeah,
pay
we
for my...
Sponsor.
I thought you would personally pay for my damages, but that's not going to happen. I paid a $1,000 deductible to State Farm, and you're nowhere to be seen, Holder.
I helped you get your car towed.
Oh, copy that.
Okay.
Yeah, they.
So, going straight into now All-Stars.
I don't know. I think we should talk about State Farm and push for this sponsorship
I'd rather
more.
Talk about State Farm.
Okay. I agree. Show's taking over. State Farm. Those commercials are fantastic. Oscar from The Office?
Yeah, really.
I mean,
no,
all you need is Kevin with
no.
a bowl of chili, and you're there, man.
No. The commercials are terrible, and they need to let us do them, because I think we could make better State Farm commercials.
Why
like, I think,
is Chris
I think
Paul?
Billy telling his story and me telling a deer story just against a white background. Just all right.
Do you
so
know,
blah, 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 blah. That would be such a more compelling
Don't
commercial.
Y'all love you how know, Trevor Ariza was in one of the commercials, gets traded, and none of them now? That's sad.
Do you know why they say well, fear yeah. the deer in Milwaukee? Because he got his car hit by a deer.
That's it.
I'm telling you.
Do they say fear the speed limit sign?
Don't put that
actually,
evil on him, Ricky
I wasn't
Bobby.
Speeding. I wasn't speeding.
No, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about what Billy hit.
What did I hit?
Yeah.
I hit... A speed limit sign.
But
it came out of nowhere.
The good news was that Billy was asleep when he hit the sign.
Yeah. Asleep.
Thus, not going the speed limit. So, those signs are rated to be hit going the speed limit, right?
Yeah.
So, he was safe.
Fear the deer. That's all I'm saying.
But it would be rad to wear the red shirts and khakis.
We're going to work on this, Kinsman. But, okay. guys, we got to get into something. Our last segment of the show here.
Space Jam 2.
Space Jam 2. That was good. We will talk about that when it happens.
We already have on episode 1.
Yes, but we're going to talk about it when it's in production. It will be in production. But this weekend's an exciting weekend. It's halfway through the season. It is All-Star Weekend happening in Charlotte, North Carolina. I used to live 2 hours from there. What a basketball state. I mean, it's just fantastic.
It
and
is.
This past weekend, Thursday, we got to see not only the trade deadline, everything that happened, but it was the thank you, Rachel Nichols. I want to meet you so bad because you pushed. Oh, my God, yeah.
I'm
you pushed
Carly.
I like
all
her.
Season last year on the jump to televise the draft because last season it was East, LeBron, West, Steph, and we just found out who the teams were.
I mean,
this
also,
year, we got to watch a side-by-side picture of both of them live while it happened. It was exciting.
She did push for it, but so did every human.
But she has a lot more clout. She's got a lot more pull. But the teams, man, I'm telling you guys, Team LeBron is one of the best teams I've ever seen put together.
See, I was thinking the same thing, and then I'm like, okay, let me check out, you know, Giannis's team. And I look, and it looks just as scary.
No,
both of
not
those
like
teams
this.
Look ridiculous.
What you got, Billy?
First round, selected first by LeBron, Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant.
Then Kyrie. Then Kawhi. Then James Harden.
James Harden was
That's
picked next to last.
First round for LeBron's team. For Giannis, first pick was Stephen Curry. Second, Joel Embiid. Third, Paul George. Fourth, Kemba Walker. How fun is that going to be?
Now, I want to get into the reserves with LeBron because the reserves, he got to go.
Before the second round?
Huh?
Before the second round?
Well, the second round was the reserves.
Oh, okay.
So Giannis went first in that, and he chose his boy Chris Middleton.
Yeah, he did, straight
and
up.
And then this was really cool because at that moment, LeBron goes, I'm going to get Anthony Davis. And Giannis butts in and goes, could this be considered tampering?
Oh,
right.
He said nice. That, and it was really funny in the moment because, man, this was a lighthearted thing. It was really cool. But he the reserves for LeBron's team: Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson, Damian Lillard, Russell Westbrook, LaMarcus Aldridge, Karl-Anthony Towns, Bradley Beal, and he got to choose the first reserve, the special arts all-star, and he said, "I'm going with my brother, Dwayne Wade." Now, in the middle of this, I'm going to let you, Billy, read the Giannis reserves, and then I want to say something after
Giannis
that.
Giannis had Chris Middleton, Nikola Jokic, Ben Simmons, Blake Griffin, D'Angelo Russell, who's filling in for Pacers.
Oh, Victor Oladipo.
Victor Oladipo. Nikola Jokovic. And Kyle Lowry.
And the one of the things was, when you were watching it live, you come back to commercial and they said, Ernie Johnson said, it seems like LeBron and Giannis are looking at a trade. And LeBron goes, I want to propose a trade of Russell Westbrook for Ben Simmons. Because, you know, one of his reasons was he knows how much Russell Westbrook and Joel Embiid love each other. And I just loved it. That was such a little jab there, because that's been one of the heated rivalries of the season, is the Thunder and 76ers,
right,
with how they play with each other.
So starters for Team LeBron is LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard, and James Harden.
That could potentially be one of the scariest five of all time.
Well,
I mean,
not a lot of down low
presence. Hang on a second.
I'm
going to even go as far as to say this versus the starting lineup of the Dream Team 92.
I was going to say, I mean,
this is scary.
I don't know.
Anyway,
LeBron, James Harden, Kawhi,
is that
Kevin
as scary
Durant?
As the Warriors starting
Listen
five?
To this.
Dude, don't even.
Listen to this, Holder.
Don't even.
Starters for Giannis to tell the Giannis truth. Giannis, Steph Curry, Joel Embiid, Paul George, and Kemba Walker. You've got Embiid down on the block. No one else has.
I think
has
he's
going to
feast.
Going to feast.
Please. I mean, all you got to do is sub in Anthony Davis.
It's just going to be barbecue chickening everybody.
Chickening.
2K reference, huh?
Or just a Shaq reference.
Shaq reference.
Shaq, yeah.
Well, starting Friday night, you got the Celebrity All-Star Game. It's so many celebrities. You know, if you like watching that, go for it.
If you can call that a celebrity game.
Yeah,
speaking
of
2K,
I really
they have
don't.
Ronnie 2K playing in that game.
They got Pauly Shore
and
as point guard.
I just want to say, whoever else is playing in that game hurt that man.
But Baldwin. One thing that's interesting to watch Friday night is the Mountain Dew Ice Rising Stars Challenge. And this is actually a good list of players.
What is Mountain Dew Ice?
I've never had it. I'm just an original OG Mountain Dew guy. That's what I like.
I drink
straight up Mountain Dew.
I don't want to die.
I drink Whole Food
Well,
water.
On the USA team, you got
high alkaline.
I drink water that I have in my homemade spring in my backyard.
I drink water that is purified from my own urine. Can you say that for yourself?
I only drink water when it's raining hard outside and I just open my mouth.
I just drink Mountain Dew. But getting to the Rising Stars, the USA team.
Oh, that's what water purified by my own urine.
Jarrett Allen, Marvin Bagley III, Lonzo Ball, who's injured, who Kevin Knox is taking over for, John Collins, De'Aaron Fox, Jaren
De'Aaron
Jackson.
De'Aaron Fox deserves it.
Kyle
I just
Kuzma.
Want to say that.
Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, and Trae Young. That's a good squad. Now, on the world team, there's Og Anunoby. There's a lot of guys I can't pronounce.
What?
DeAndre Ayton starring in Luka Doncic.
What did you just say? I've
got
wait a second.
I was reading my computer. And in my head, I heard that and was like, okay,
whoa.
Like something clipped
whoa.
Or somebody hit mute. Or Og. A CD skipped, and I'm like, wait a minute. No, that's just what Justin's freaking said.
Are we on dial-up?
Anunoby. I said it there.
Okay,
Anunoby.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. DeAndre Fox.
DeAndre Ayton.
I'm reading. I'm getting
DeAndre
confused.
Fox.
It's been a long show,
guys.
That? Okay. No, I didn't. Yes, I did. It's going to be interesting to see what the USA versus world has to offer. And also getting into the Saturday night, which is what we all look forward to.
The Skills Challenge.
The Skills Challenge.
This is Conley, Luka, De'Aaron Fox, the Joker, Kuzma, Tatum, Vucevic, and Trae Young. That's a pretty.
I like Trae Young.
That's a top notch lineup for
Luka being in there. Yeah,
yeah, this is gonna be good. You know, just for like Trae Young's confidence, I would like to see him beat Luka in this because, oh man, he needs
it
just to have a win.
I dig that Trae Young is in Atlanta close to us, but Luka's just a better player, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just talking about for pity's sake. I mean, like,
well, who's talking about for pity's sake? We're talking about championships.
I know. Well, neither one of them are competing for a championship right now. I'm just
saying,
they're
Trae competing
Young,
for number one in
Trae
the All-Star
Young is
game.
The inferior rookie. But how?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's just, you know.
I agree. This
he's
is this,
not
this
doing good, and to be him and see what Luka is doing.
This doesn't mean as much to Luka as it does to Trae right now at this
exactly.
point with the skills challenge.
No,
exactly.
Not at all. And like this would mean a lot to Trae Young. I'm just being empathetic to this kid. You know, this
playing
one
devil's
trick
advocate.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing that. But one of the things I'm looking forward to this weekend the most is the 3-point contest. That's where we got a bunch of stars. Devin Booker, Seth, and Steph Curry, both brothers going at it.
If Seth wins it.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. That'd be great.
Okay, I hope Seth, for the same reason I hope Trae beats Luka, I want Seth to beat Clay
yeah.
and Steph.
Well, Clay's not in it.
Oh, Clay's not doing it this
year? He's
not
doing
it.
You got Danny Green, Joe Harris, Buddy Hield, Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton.
Healed.
Buddy's going to be held to a different standard.
Justin needs to be held to a higher standard of knowing people's names doing an NBA podcast.
So anyway, welcome to your professional basketball talk. Go ahead, Holder.
Dyerk, now it's Sky.
Closer.
Kemba Walker.
Kimbu.
Kimba
Walker.
Walker.
Dirk Nowitzki and Kemba Walker. It's going to be really fun to see who comes out with the 3-point championship this year. And then finally, what we all used to get excited for.
Oh, yeah. Check out this. This is amazing, you guys. All right. You're not going to believe this lineup I'm about to read you. Okay. This is right up there. With Jordan, Spud Webb, Dominique Wilkins.
Vince Carter.
You know, Vince Carter. Yeah. I mean, just think of the dunk contest greats of all time. Miles Bridges.
Go on.
Who?
John Collins.
Oh!
Oh! I should let Justin pronounce this one. Hamidou Diallo.
Diallo.
And then headlining.
Uh-oh.
The recently traded Dennis Smith Jr.
I think he's going to win. I think he's going
to
win.
Like, yeah, I wish I could swear on this podcast right now to express my disbelief at what the dunk contest has turned into from what I grew up watching.
Well, because a lot of the guys just won't do it.
Why have it?
Look at Vince Carter. This year, like you said earlier, would have been a perfect year for him to do it. You don't mean to tell me he couldn't beat John Collins?
Are you telling me?
What I'm saying was before when we were talking about it, I was against Carter doing it because I didn't want to see this old.
Well, no, you said at this point
but
you might as well.
But at this point, reading those four names, yeah. I would bet on a 56-year-old Dr. J over these guys.
That's a little harsh, man. Dennis Smith Jr. is pretty awesome.
He is. He's going to win. Mark my words.
I'll put money on it.
Anybody
want to
bet?
I've seen John Collins. He's a promising young player on the Hawks. He's got a good 3-point shot. You know, he could be a good guy. Miles Bridges. Tell me one thing about Miles Bridges.
Y'all hear that, boys?
Tell me what team Miles Bridges is on.
My drink's getting a little low. I think it's that time for the show.
No, I want to rant some more.
For the show to end? Let me finish
back.
For
no.
him.
No, I'm cut it a little back.
Look, do
Adam,
not listen to Holder and cut this show.
You don't
I run the show.
You don't
I'll,
run I'll, our lives, Justin.
I'll answer you. He's on the Mad Ants.
Okay. There we go. Another, we got a lot of 2K references in this time. But no, you don't tell me how to live my life, Justin.
The Shanghai Dragons.
I had a good idea to let the suck from my straw in the drink, you know, be the last thing we heard for the show because I'm out of drink now. So
we'll do it one more time.
So you can't
one
do
more
this.
Time.
Here we go. Here we go, guys. End of the show. All right.
Well, everybody.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have here at the Hoop Scoop.
Yeah! Oh, yeah.
All right. And Justin just drank that out of a State Farm mug.
State Farm!
With Mountain Dew in it.
Mountain Dew Ice.
Mountain Dew Ice. The drink at the NBA. We drink it all show long.
That's
Mountain
all
Dew
we
ice.
Drink.
Jeez. We insure our cars and homes
you know
with
what?
State Farm.
I dip my toothbrush in Mountain Dew Ice at night just to brush my teeth.
I know
and
you
I do.
And I always wondered it. Why you did it. Well, and now I know.
Well,
it
my
works
mother, better with the ice because if you do it with regular Mountain Dew, you don't get the crisp, clean taste.
Thank
but
you,
the
Kinsman.
Ice, it replicates toothpaste.
Thank well, you, Kinsman.
My mother always told me I had a face for radio, so I don't know what that means, really.
She
but
was correct.
Is she? Okay.
Yeah.
We've had a blast talking about basketball here, getting names wrong, having a goofy time. That's what this week's all about, you know? Because after this weekend,
it's serious.
It's serious.
Yeah, we got out there tonight.
We did, but you know what? That is what captivates this All-Star Weekend together.
That's
in
what
Charlotte.
Captivates our audience.
Thank you
break?
To all yeah. seven of you that listen. We yeah. really appreciate it. Mom, thanks for listening twice.
Let's see. So we
Chuck,
got
we
four of us. And
Chuck,
your mom
thank you,
twice,
Chuck.
So.
Fox Sports Shoals.
So for
fly.
Our one real listener,
I'm my here. First tattoo is Fox Sports Shoals.
That is 97.9 FM, AM 1340.
Don't forget to check us out on
Spotify
and
Apple Podcast.
Oh!
And FoxSportsShoals.com.
So for Kinsman.
And Justin.
And Billy.
And Chris.
By the way, real quick before we leave, Chris, any Howlin' Wolves news?
Oh, well. I mean, we learned that last week.
All right, we'll see y'all next week.
We'll be back next week for the Hoop Scoop.